The state health benefit plan faces a projected $55 million deficit within 2 to 3 years. That's why state officials are analyzing a four-point plan aimed at saving money. Andy Miller is the CEO and editor of Georgia Health News. He says one of the things the plan managers will do is
offer another Medicare Advantage plan for the retirees and give them another choice. You know, choice is usually pretty good for keeping costs down.
Right now, the retirees have only one choice, UnitedHealthcare. Another step state officials have planned are to open worksite health clinics. They're already auditing the plan to make sure everyone covered is eligible and auditing the prescription drug program. The state health benefit plan covers roughly 650,000 people in Georgia. John Lawrence, WABE News.